I don't know if it was a fear thing or if it was a just I didn't know what I was doing thing. You know, by fear, I mean like fear of rejection thing. Anyway, the point is, almost as soon as I started submitting, people started taking my work.
Is this something that you got into in high school or even before?
Mm-hmm. I wrote poems in high school. Yeah. In fact, I had a, I sometimes tell the story about my best friend in high school. We were having a rough time in the beginning of high school. And so she called me and she was like, oh, I want to read you something. And so she read me this poem. And I was like, oh, who wrote that? And she was like, I did. And I remember thinking, it was so weird because I didn't recognize her in it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it didn't sound like her. It was, you know, I mean, obviously different diction, different language, whatever. And so it made me want to write. And so I wrote back. And then I called her the next day and I read her what I'd written. And then we started doing this back and forth. And it was kind of like, I mean, we didn't set it up that way, but it kind of became a way of dealing with a lot of other things that I was dealing with that wasn't necessarily easy to deal with. So I kind of see that as a start.
So there was a relationship kind of at the start between two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between friends.
Yeah.
Do relationships between you and other poets still matter a lot for your own like growth as a poet? Because it seems like it sort of mattered some mm-hmm. when you were young. Mm-hmm. Does it still matter?
That's a good question. Yes and no. Sometimes I'm talking to people. Sometimes I'm talking to people that don't talk back. Some, you know, very often those people are poets. I don't think I ever, by the time the poem's done, it's not like I remember who I was talking to, if that makes any sense. But I'm sure that I have people in mind, you know, because to me, to some extent, I view this as a conversation, you know.
Are there certain poets or poems that like stick out as sort of signposts, like in your mm-hmm. development mm-hmm. as a writer?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot. I mean, and always sort of adding on to it. I mean, the people that come to mind when you say that, and they're not necessarily in any kind of chronological order. Well, maybe it is. Early on for me, it was the Black poets, you know, that sort of spoke to me, but then also, you know, so like Amiri Baraka and Nikki Giovanni and Sonia Sanchez, where I was like excited about, like thrilled by. But then in the background, somewhere in the back of my head, I had like Robert Frost and Thoreau just kind of lingering in terms of image and how sort of quiet it could be. So I think I was probably trying to figure out how to do both.
How is your own work gone since you moved up here?
Oh, I write more, which is interesting. Or at least I produce more. I don't know if I'm writing more necessarily, but I have more time to focus on the things that I need to actually finish things. Do you know what I mean? The revision part and even the submission part. I have more time.
Do you think you've improved as a writer since you started teaching?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why I keep doing it, because, you know, like I said, I really view it as part of the study. Teaching helps me think about writing better, you know. My students are great because they're really into this craft, you know what I mean? They want to understand poems. They want to understand how to do it.
Your second collection's coming out in 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Have you written most of the poems that are going to be in it, do you think? Or do you still have a lot more work to do?
I think I have a lot of work to do. But, you know, right now, if you picked up the manuscript, I mean, it looks done, but it's not. I'm reorganizing some things. And I actually just wrote a synopsis for myself just to kind of wrap my brain around what I'm trying to do. And I found some things in the synopsis that make me think that give me a whole new thought about how to structure it.
Now, is there like a unifying theme that ties things together when you think mm-hmm. of putting a collection together?
This book, I do have a thought about it, which I guess did kind of emerge. It's called Play Dead. And so I have this loose thought that it's about response to violence, that it's about response to trauma and how the body reacts to that.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, David, for having me. I appreciate it.